This is VPR News, and I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. As the fall college term gets underway, some Upper Valley students are finding themselves in limbo. That's because they had enrolled in New Hampshire's Lebanon College, only to find out last month that their school had run out of money and was canceling classes. VPR's Charlotte Albright reports on efforts afoot to find new places for the students.
Lebanon, a private community college in the heart of a revitalized business district, stunned faculty and students last month. That's when it posted a notice on its website regretting that it had to minimize operations and cancel all fall 2014 classes. Chairman of the board, Arthur Gardner, says the decision was very painful, but after trustees were forced to dig into their pockets to make August payroll, the boom had to fall.
At Lebanon College, we are out of gas.
Gardner says the school bought some expensive facilities just before the recession hit and has failed to attract enough students to balance the budget. Talks are underway to bring another institution to the now vacant buildings on an in-town courtyard peppered with shops and restaurants. Richard Wallace owns Omar and Bob's, a sporting goods store across the street from the shuttered college.
But I was quite surprised when they announced rather abruptly that they were closing.
He says he's not sure how big a hit local businesses will take. Meanwhile, students are scrambling to find comparable classes elsewhere. 35-year-old Vinny DiBernardo had hoped to start in the radiography program this month. He says he knew Lebanon College was having financial trouble.
But I guess I never thought it would come to this. And I was reeling because I put a year and a half into, you know, taking classes there.
Several neighboring schools would like to have students like him, but may not be able to offer what he needs now. River Valley Community College says it may be able to offer radiology a year from now, so he plans to wait and see, or, as a backup, enter a nursing program next year. If he were interested in a business degree, Franklin Pierce College could take him next week when classes start at its Lebanon campus. Chris Aldino is director.
We are certainly, I believe, a good option, and we do have compatible programs, primarily in business and management, that would be a great option for the students who are displaced at this point in time and looking for a school or looking for that next step and who feel maybe lost right now, trying to figure out what to do, where to go next.
But they don't have much time to make those decisions. And for Lebanon College itself, the clock is also ticking, and the front door is locked. Lebanon College President Al Byron did not grant an interview but left a voicemail saying, quote, "There's a lot in the works, but nothing to officially declare," unquote. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.